103 Jams is going mad in March, and in the building with me, a special guest that I am honored to have with me. This man needs no introduction. 50 Cent, how are you doing today?
Oh, man, it's all good.
That's what's up. Now, what brings you to Kansas City?
I came down here to see y'all.
Y'all hear that, KC? He came to see us, and we got Tech N9ne in the building,
man?
Too.
What's up, brother?
Tech and 50 in the building.
Yeah.
Tech, you good?
I'm good, man.
Okay. So, you know what? It's good that you're here because 50 just went independent.
Welcome and there's to independence, yeah, brother.
That's right.
Yeah. It's free.
And there's nobody to talk better more to than about being independent than Tech.
Yeah.
But I already been watching Tech's Blueprint.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I already saw that. Like, a long time ago, I was paying attention. He know.
Exactly. We hollered about it out in New York.
So
yeah.
What have you learned from Tech?
Well, I watch how he actually built the different size sets,
okay,
for, yeah, performances,
yeah,
and was able to move things around and do different things, and had different, it was a higher production value,
right,
for his shows, even in smaller venues. It's, yeah, higher than the average guys out there, so,
right,
it benefited him in different ways. But now it just puts those that were behind in popularity in,
yeah,
front,
right,
because now, the game has changed so dramatically that if you're not independent, you're gonna find out,
right,
you're going to find out fast, yeah, that you,
yeah,
need to be.
We talked about our merchandise, too. Our merchandise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He got to see the warehouse.
Oh, yeah.
I know he out here printing money. He out here printing money.
This is my partner, Travis O'Gwen,
yeah,
right
Travis
here, man.
Travis is in the building.
What's up, Travis?
Yeah, 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 yeah.
He got him in the background. He said, man, stand back there. Let me show you how I do this.
So at how much creative control did you have at Interscope?
Well, I had the ability to go create the music and then bring it in. But it, control, when you're having a staff meeting and people decide on what song should go first or how, yeah, you should actually go.
Right.
And it's like, to give you an example, is when I launched Amusement Park.
Right.
That definitely wasn't my pick.
I could, yeah, tell.
It just was a song that reminded them of Candy Shop.
Right, oh, okay, right, right, right.
And it made, you know, and they just was like, that was an easy hit for the system, and it performed well all over the place. So, yeah, they was like, all right, well, let's just do this again.
Yeah, because on that Massacre, man, you, woo!
Yeah.
Hey.
That's the great thing about being independent, man, because you can do whatever the hell you want
creatively,
to do.
Creatively,
you know,
yeah.
I came to Travis some years back and said, hey, man, I want to put out a 7-song EP for Halloween. We did it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I want to put out a Christmas album, I can do it on Christmas if I wanted to.
Exactly. See, that's power.
Yeah, it is.
And it's also able to feed your actual base, your fan base.
Exactly.
Before they drift off to something else, to fall, mm-hmm, in love with something else, you provide something new,
yeah, man,
for them to be excited about. Like today, 2 music videos came out. The Hold On video and Don't Worry About It.
Okay.
And then every Tuesday following this, it'll be a new music video.
Just, yeah, got the one with Yo Gotti. I just got that joint today.
Yeah.
But did that kind of lead to your decision to go independent?
Well, you know what? That and just the whole building was leaning in the wrong direction for me.
Okay.
Because it's like, Interscope was kind of turning into Beats Records.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Like Beats by Dre Records. And, mm, and because I invested in SMS Audio and had a different priority, it was like they was afraid to do a lot of things. And I'm not sure if all of it was Jimmy's intentions, but,
right,
the staff was scared straight. So it was almost like they was afraid to. There was only one marching order for them when they actually left for us to shoot the music video with me,
right,
M, and Adam Levine,
right,
My Life,
right, right, right,
was to make sure my headsets weren't actually in the video.
Wow.
Unbelievable. All right, so since I got you two here, can we expect a song? 50 Cent, Tech N9ne, come on.
Why not?
Can we get
it? Why not?
Please.
I see him out there playing with Kendrick.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Hey, a record promoter that we deal with, man, named Paula Tuggy. She, uh-huh, pulls for you, brother. She,
yeah,
goes, you gotta get with.
That's
we gotta get together and make something special. I want it to be something that you know, that stands around, like the joint I did with Justin. The AO.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the call out on it. Everywhere I go in the world, it's one of those joints that work. We gotta put our heads together. Come
please
on
do.
With something.
I'm
please
down like
do.
4 flat tires without a spare, brother.
Now, what else you got working, man? I know you got something up your sleeve.
Well, you know, I've been dabbling in production, so I have 4 television shows.
Okay.
Getting ready to go live. I got one on the Stars Network. It's a scripted drama. It's called Power, starring Amari Hardwick.
Okay.
Courtney Kemp from Good Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
She's actually the writer and showrunner on that actual project. And it's cool. They should expect to see it in June.
Please, man, we looking for it.
Yeah, and then I have an animated television show on Fox. Shout out to Brian Grazier over at Imagine. We walked it over to Fox. We got that in progress. So it takes a little longer for animation, so y'all got to be patient with me. And then I have another a show on HBO. It's a Peter Tolan project. We're working together. It's called It Ain't All That.
All right.
And it's a 30-minute comedy.
You got a lot going on, I can tell.
Always.
50, bro, it's my honor. I appreciate you coming by the Hot 103 Jam Studio Tech, the KC King. Yeah. Definitely appreciate you always
coming
by. You got to
bring them gates, man.
We sending somebody right now. Right now.
They ain't bring me nothing.
By the way, 50, I was in Atlanta for the Core DJ retreat during that, you know.
Yeah,
I was there for that. That was fun. Hey, appreciate y'all coming through. Thank you.